My name is Kim and I am 12 years old. Today is November 29, 2019, and I'm speaking with my partner, Case, who is my uncle. We are recording this interview in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So Case, can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life? Or would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that person told you?
Yes. The one who influenced me very much was my father. He taught me, I think, the most lesson he taught me was that I should not put off anything until tomorrow. I should not be sluggish. From last lesson, I know that one person should not be very lazy or put anything off to solve it until tomorrow, because there is a proverb that do anything today, sow anything today. With this lesson or this wisdom, I think this is a kind of wisdom. If I put off anything, my problems or my obstacles would be accumulated or reciprocally more difficult to solve. And I would be very, very much the time and all life would be very much hard to me. That's my lesson, I think, very important. So after that, he taught me that lesson when I was very young. I was a child, but I remembered it very clearly, that thing. Thank you.
And so does it mean that's something that you trust until now and you use it every time you do anything?
Yes, definitely. I will try all my best to finish my work, my assignment, my problems as soon as possible. Then I will feel very, once I finish my work, my assignments, my papers, especially, I would feel very much happy and very much that kind of feeling, just like a kind of burden levied on my heart. It is nothing. It's disappeared.
Okay. So another question. Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
My happiness memory? Okay. My happiness memory, I cannot say which one is my happiness. My memory is the most happy. I think I do have some of them. One was that I got my record or got my entrance ticket to the university when I was young. You know, in China we do have a Gaokao, which is a very much competitive examination. When I was a student, in a high school student, we have only 1 in 10 students can enter into the universities through this examination. It's an overall examination, both in mathematics, English, Chinese literature, geography, history, biology, politics, and I don't remember. Yes, then I got a very high score, but I was not sure whether I can be enrolled by or admitted by my school, which I was longing for. Then that the line was 459, and I was very lucky. I got 459, so which I was really, really happy. I think that was my happiest day and my happiest thing in my life. Because through the examination and pass the examination will change all my life. That's my happiest memory, I think it was.
Okay, so you do think that you're very lucky, don't you?
Yes, although I think I'm lucky, but I do think, I would argue that you have to work, you have to study very much diligent. You have to be just like, you don't put off anything until tomorrow. Finish any problem, solve your questions today.
So
makes me happy, I think.
Yeah, so that's what you trust. Okay, so what are your proudest, and why does it make you feel proud?
What my proudest of? What am I? I do think one of my proudest memory or I am a perseverate. Proud of my perseverance, and I'm happy to focus on anything I can do. I would like to input effort, time to finish it and never give up. And second, proudest. Okay, I think which I'm proud of my, I don't know that word, it's a pre-C. I can see the tendency of a life. Once I'm going to make a decision, you know, in my life, almost all of the decisions I made were correct, or most close to correct, because I read quite many books, I read history books, I read some character of others, so I make friends with them, so I have help and I have some suggestion, advices from them, and also those friends give me quite much assistance and guidance to me. So I'm proud of my character as well. So someone asks you whether you are very much proud of the most proud of, I think, perseverance, your character, friends you have, lives you are living, and your mentalities you own are more, all of them are deserved to be proud of. That's what I'm thinking, what I can think about it.
So is there anything that you always want to do but you didn't reach it yet?
Definitely, I do. Always you are going to do, you are going to get, you are going to be successful, but you feel, this is life. Let me tell you the wisdom in it. Once there's a chance, if you want to be successful, if you want to hold it or get it, you have to be working very hard. But, you know, there are also other 10 people or hundreds of people or thousands of people applying for, just like you, if you are, you have been applying for some very prestigious school, there are many, many applicants, but only the places are very small. Those places are pursued by quite many students, applicants. Then once you get it, you have very less chance. You would be very much lessly successful. So life is that. 1 in 10 successful would be very happy. That's it.
Okay, so like life isn't such a very successful thing for everyone, isn't it?
Definitely.
Okay. You know, if this were to be our very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
What a sad
question. Yeah, it is. I think it's kind of like a wheel. Of course it's not.
Just... No. I would like to tell you, live a happy life. Live a valuable life. To help others. To make yourself happy. To make yourself value to the others, to the people. And don't waste your time. Don't waste your time.
Okay. Thank you. For the last question, for your great 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 grandchild listening to this year from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
Wisdom?
Yeah, wisdom for your great great grandchild.
Okay, the wisdom is that be kind to anyone as much as you can, because anyone needs friendship, happiness, and just like you treat them, anyone to be your family members. And also treat your family members to be your friends. Treat your friends to be your bosses, your leaders. With respect, with benevolence, with kindness. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, so that's what you want to say to your great-great-grandchildren. So is there anything else you want to say?
Life's hard, boy. Life is really, really hard. But trust yourself. When you are in the lower valley of your life, trust yourself. Can overcome it. Can overcome any obstacles. If you cannot overcome an obstacle, just leave it. Keep yourself happy. The day, the time will pass by. A day of happiness is a day. A day of sadness is also your life, a day. Why not keep yourself happiness?
So that's it.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.